FM 90.3 WJTL, Elevation Worship, Rattle and Wilson, My Jesus. Good morning. Minnie and Fred with you, 704.
Our friend Lisa Landis wants to play your request. She wants you to program the music. It happens Friday at 5 o'clock. Be sure to listen for your cue to call Lisa. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can even go on Facebook and post your request there Friday afternoon. The Friday Request and Dedication Hour right here on WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest from Horizon Empower the Orphaned, our friend Jacob Keeler, is here. He's the corporate president. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, everybody. So glad to be here.
Yeah, so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Oh, sure. Yeah, like I said before we came on the air, we are big fans in my family. So I want to say hi to my Nancy and mother-in-law, who's also named Nancy, who lives with us, as well as my two daughters, Isabel and Josephine, and my coworkers at the Horizon office on James Street.
Yeah, and I understand you won big brownie points with your kids because you were on Kids Cookie Break a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. It took my dad points up by 10 at least be on there with Lisa.
Yeah, good job. It always happens to us too, right, Mindy?
Oh, I know.
Lisa just makes us all a little bit cooler.
She does.
And cookies. Yeah. That's a factor as well.
I agree. So tell us about Horizon Empower the Orphan.
Sure, yeah. I love this job, to be able to share about what we do, because it's a calling. It's not just a career for me. I know that God created family for a reason, and that's what we're trying to do at Horizon, is take the family unit and spread it throughout the world to help empower orphan children. So, yeah, we're a local nonprofit based right here in Lancaster, like I said, on James Street. But we have a global focus, and our mission is to empower orphan children to self-sustainability. And that word sustainability is something we really focus on. And we live it out for the children we serve by putting them in family units to allow them to lead a life of self-sustainability. At the same time, there's a huge, you know, administrative burden, a cost that is associated with that, not just providing for them physically. So we focus on what we call impact investing, launching large-scale in-country businesses to create revenue, to create operational sustainability long-term.
So while you're located here in Lancaster, you're actually global.
That's right. Yeah. So we're currently active. We have two micro communities in Kenya, one in Guatemala and one in Honduras as well. And we call them micro communities because that's what it's all about. It's empowering the communities to empower the kids to help solve this orphan crisis around the world.
Wow, that's amazing. If folks want to get more information or if they want to join you in what you're doing, they could visit you online.
Yeah, sure. And I created a unique URL for you guys and for the listeners out there to make it short and sweet and easy. We're a global family. We want other people to be part of it. So I'd encourage people that want to learn more how to get involved, go to jointhefam.org.
Jointhefam.org. That's easy to remember.
You got it.
Yeah. Now you have an event coming up.
We sure do. And I think we'll go into detail here in a little bit on it. But it's September 18th. It's our annual gala. Or gala? I don't know. Is there appropriate radio pronunciation?
I think gala is the right.
I like it.
I think gala sounds better.
All right, gala.
Yeah.
It does. It sounds more refined.
It does.
But this, you don't have to be totally refined to be part of this. Just bring yourself however you are and join us on September 18th. And there's lots of different options of how to join in person. The whole new virtual experience that we're all used to now is an option as well.
Yeah, and we'll tell you more about that coming up, so stick around. In the meantime, jointhefam.org. We've got Laura's story on the way with more music next.